Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Oh, hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. If you are new to listening, thank you so much for stopping by. And if you have been listening for some time, do not forget to stop and leave a review on the podcast. It makes such a huge difference for everything. If you are able to quickly just leave a review. It really does help with the algorithm of the podcast and all of the things. Also, if you are in my area, be sure to click on the link tree, a link that is in the show notes to the podcast episode, this podcast episode. There is a link tree link that actually links to everything I have going on in terms of human design classes that I teach, whether that be online, in person. I do women's circles every turn of the wheel. That's also in the link tree, and I keep that up to date as every month comes around. I also have a link to a free downloadable gift from me to you. So this is literally a human design at a glance workbook. So this is going to give you a nice little breakdown of each energy type. It's going to give you some powerful mantras for you to say every single day out loud. And it's just going to give you a little bit of information on each energy type and the way that, that energy type is designed to move throughout the world. Because you know, if you know me in terms of teaching, like if you've been in my classes, you know that a huge part of the way that I teach is really just an understanding that this system is a biohacking system. I mean, a lot of people feel very deeply about it in terms of having really deep revelations. And I think that's true for sure. But for me, I mean, this is an era of biohacking. And human design is energy. And it's literally a biohacking system on how to use your energy every single day to open up greater energetic flow in your life. So again, the human design at a glance free workbook, my free gift to you. There's a link in the show notes. Go ahead and click that link and download the free workbook. It's going to be there for you to use every single day as you feel called. Okay, so let's jump into the episode. And sort of the topic that came through to talk about this week is all around, what does it mean to be a jack of all trades and a master of all in business and in really in life? I mean, if you're not currently running business or you're not working at a company or anything like that, this could just be using this energy, jack of all trades, master of all in your everyday life. So we've all heard the term jack of all trades, master of none, which is like kind of a way of just saying like, well, this person kind of like does a little bit of everything, but they're not really great at anything. Well, I feel like, and this is coming from a manifesting generator aura, which if you are familiar with the manifesting generator aura, they are the most multi-passionate out of all of the types, meaning that they are not really the type of person to, you know, go to college for one thing and decide that they're going to be a lawyer and then just be that for the rest of their lives. A lot of times they know from a very young age that they like many, many different things. So That's the energy behind an MG, multi-passionate AF, really are here to be master of all. And when it comes to being the jack of all trades. Now, why am I talking about this in terms of all of the auras? Okay. The reason why I'm really confident that this has to do with you, if you are listening to this show, is because I think that we all are going through a rotation of wearing different hats in our lives. That's just the order of business. That's just what we do. We are wearing different hats all of the time. Sometimes we have the mom hat on, the dad hat on, the grandma hat on. We have on the teacher hat. We have on the healer hat. We have on the business owner hat. It really just depends. We have on the coworker hat. It really just depends on what we're doing in life. We have on all of these different hats. We have on the child hat sometimes if we're talking to our parents. So it's really about just knowing that yes, every single one of us has the role, many roles in our lives. And so it's not just about saying that only one type, right, has like this ability to go through and have many, many different careers or many, many different passions or many, many different roles that they're playing in life. I really think that this pertains to everybody. And here's something that I want to emphasize straight away is that when it comes to energy type in human design, what is that saying to you? That is specifically talking about your aura. Okay, if you've never heard of the aura before, go ahead and look it up. It's really just energy that's scientifically proven now to exist. Each one of us has a bubble of energy that is coming from us. Our energies are coming from our body, from our soul, and it's emanating out of us about 6 feet around us is the measuring, typical measurement. And it really is this energy of our vibe, right? This is like the vibe, the way people feel us. This is like the traits of us. So that's why I just want to emphasize that so many times I will give a reading and people, you know, and actually this is more like, I hear this more in my energy type and strategy class that I teach, where people will be like, oh my God, that sounds like me too. And it'll be a different type other than them. And so I think that everybody has the capability of embodying different characteristics and different traits of other auras. That's just what I know to be true. We're all one at the end of the day, and we're all one consciousness. And so it's typical and it's interesting to really dive more deeply into someone's design and notice if like they might be a generator, but they might have mostly projected channels. Okay. I actually have a friend who's a generator, who's a 1-3, and she has a lot of projected channels in her chart. So actually, she really does kind of come off projector-y to me. And that might just be because I've been studying this system for so long. This is what I'm picking up from her. But at the end of the day, her aura is that of a generator. She's totally has this vibe of like open and enveloping. That's literally what I feel from her, the first entry into her vibe. So am I saying that like you have like anybody can be any energy type? F no, that's not what I'm trying to say here. What I'm trying to say is that everybody can embody various traits and sometimes feel like, I don't know why, but like I'm multi-passionate. I feel very multi-passionate too. There's many different interests that I have in my life. You could be a projector and you might have many different interests in your life. You might be interested in Reiki, interested in selling crystals. And also simultaneously, you might be super interested in fashion or something like that. And so it really just this whole entire episode is really just a nod toward the fact that every single human being on this planet truly is somebody who is bound to, whether they like it or not, they're going to be wearing many different hats in their life. And it will feel like you are a lot of times stirring more than one pot, right? Like on the stove. That's really what I liken it to. And this conversation really came up in me talking about where I felt like I am in my business role, right? Like she's got turned 3 on February 22nd. I was going to do a shout out for her like on the socials, but I didn't because I was on a social media cleanse and I hadn't scheduled that post. And I was really trying not to go back on open Facebook and stuff like that. So this is going to be a miss, but I was kind of like secretly tooting my horn for her. And I also went to dinner with a friend of mine, and she gave me a lovely card saying, you know, shout out to She's God turning number 3. So it did feel like I kind of did celebrate her. It was really sweet. And I am just really wanting to put it out there, you know, back to what I was saying about me talking to my partner about where I feel I am with She's God. I was telling him, like, it feels like I've realized that I'm having to make many, many different recipes at one time. You know, that's literally what it feels like. Like, shout out if you've ever had to make Thanksgiving dinner. Like, I know I have people who listen to this podcast who are as young as 14 all the way up to, like, you know, in their late 70s, you know, early 80s is like some of the other beautiful women that I know. And so it's really just about knowing that, like, if you've ever had to make Thanksgiving dinner, you know the pressure of having to stir more than one pot at a time. Okay. And that's really what it feels like in life, is this energy of being the jack of all trades, the master of all. Now, think back, okay, if you ever did make Thanksgiving dinner, which I'm sure a lot of people who listen to this podcast have experienced this. If you've ever had that pressure of hosting Thanksgiving, you know that you have to have more than one thing going on at a time, okay? So this is like, you have to have like the turkey going in the oven. You have to have the mac and cheese going in the oven. You have to have the Puerto Rican rice going on the stove. You have to have, you know, maybe the stuffing going on the stove. So you have to have all of these different things going. You had to have prepared the potato salad like ahead of time, you know, and get that going, and it's in the fridge now and stuff like that. You would probably chop the vegetables that morning or something. So this is just about knowing that, like, that vibe, it's your first time ever having to host Thanksgiving and you're having to do all of these different things. I don't care who you are. It's not the greatest it's ever going to be. Okay. So if you're lucky, you will not burn something. Okay. That first time, if you're lucky, you're not going to burn, you know, the marshmallows on top of the sweet potatoes or whatever. Like, if you're lucky that first time around of having to tend to all of those flames at one time, you did not burn something if you're lucky. But I can guarantee you that first Thanksgiving dinner you ever make is really not going to be as great as like the 10th time that you make it. Okay. That like 10th time that you make it, even that fifth time that you make it, that Thanksgiving dinner is going to be so much better than the first time you've ever had to make it. It's just how it goes, because you're learning as you're going. So to bring it full circle, I was explaining to my partner where I feel I am in my business. And I gave him that example. I was like, I feel like I'm in my business, I'm making Thanksgiving dinner all the time. Like, it feels like I'm turning all of these different, you know, recipes at the same time. And I started to think out loud, like, is that because I'm a manifesting generator and I, you know, I have human design and I teach that. And I also have the podcast, but I do women's circles and I love sisterhood. And so I have a Facebook container for that, like, well, all these different things. And I'm like, I feel equally as passionate about all of them. Right. And it's like, is this just me? But as I got to talking about this with friends of mine, they're like, dude, that feels like me too. Like, it feels like I'm trying to figure out how to make this all work at the same time. So it doesn't matter if you're a manifester, for example, who is, I don't know, like if you're a manifester who is, you know, running a business, or if you are a projector who's running a business, or generator who's running a business, you all can feel, or even just in your life, like, forget running a business, just in life, everybody can feel like they are trying to make several different things work at the same time. And it seems like you have to keep tending to like all of these different things in order to make it work. And so I just think that what I realized is, it's like, that's okay. Like, it's okay to feel like you don't have it down yet. You're getting better. You're getting better every single time. And just like the analogy of the Thanksgiving dinner, you know, everything, when you're making Thanksgiving dinner, each dish requires an entirely different, you know, set of ingredients, an entirely different attention level a lot of times. You know, think about the turkey, where you really just have to prep that sucker. But once you get it in the oven, you can pretty much walk away, you know, but everything requires various temperatures at different times. So it's really just about knowing that, like, the second time gets easier. The third time gets easier. The fourth time you're like, yeah, like I fucking got this. And so it's really just the understanding though that like in this era of online business, small business, or even in just day-to-day life, we need to learn to do this. And so, you know, even this till this day, I'm taking business classes. I take speaking courses if it calls to me. I will take a social media challenge. I do all of these different things all the time. And a lot of times I'm like, gosh, Jennifer, like, do you need to take another course on right now to like learn how to create, you know, a funnel or a sales engine in your business and blah, blah, blah. Like, do I need that? But then it's like, yeah, actually I kind of do. Like I've got this other stuff set up, but I don't really know how to do that part yet. So it's just about knowing that like it's a process and there's progress each and every time you are stepping deeper and deeper into these various traits, these various characteristics about whatever it is that you're wearing all of the hats for, whether you're a new mom, maybe you've taken on a new role at work, whatever it is, everybody's wearing these different hats. But I really just want to bring it full circle to say that I think that it's more important than ever before to keep ourselves open and interested. Okay, that's really what I want to say. I think it's more important than ever before to keep ourselves open and interested, meaning not shutting ourselves off or shutting ourselves down to things outside of ourselves that seem like, well, why would I go and do that? Does that make sense to this other thing that I'm doing? No, F that. If you're using your inner authority in human design and you're getting that sacral yes, you're, you know, if you have an emotional wave, you're taking a beat, you're not making a decision in the moment, but instead you're, you know, waiting until you're emotionally neutral and you're waiting that out. Or if you have splenic authority, you know, you are listening to that instinct, listening to that whisper. Or if you have ego authority, you're asking yourself those bigger questions like, does this make me feel more in the room? Does this make me feel in my power in a good way? Not in a way that's like low vibe ego, but in a way where it feels like I'm actually really helping people. Like, this is big. This is like, it's important for me to be here and I feel that way. You know, if you have G center authority, it's like, is this the right direction for me in my life, using your authority for that and saying, is this the correct way? You know, for people with G center authority in human design, they always kind of liken their decision-making process to that of like a fork in the road. They feel like it's a fork in the road. Should I go that way or that way? But it's just about knowing what's going to get me closer to my end goal, you know, with that G center authority. So, and then I might as well finish it off. So if you have like mental environmental authority, you're always, you know, taking that beat to be like, okay, like, you know, people who have mental environmental authority are very sharp, by the way. They're super brilliant. And they are people who in the moment, when they're needing to make a decision, they're just gathering the data, you know, like in the moment, and they're collecting facts and figures. And then eventually they need to move their body to their favorite locations. And they need to allow themselves to let that truth come to them. And it's just going to feel like the right thing to do. And so that's that mental environmental authority. They're, you know, moving that vessel around until they get into that perfect environment that feels good to them. And then their aha moment really, it hits them like clarity. And it, like I said, for them, it just feels like the right thing to do. They're like, this just feels right. That's typically the verbiage they use. And the same thing with G center authority. You know, a lot of times they're like, this feels right to me. This feels like the right direction to go. This is going to get me closer to the way to my end goal, let's say in life. And then also, you know, talking out loud with the G center and the mental environmental authority, just like sounding it, you know, that's the whole soundboarding thing we hear all about. And that's just talking it out to different people in your life. And as you're talking it out, your answers will come to you. So there's all these different ways that I just ran through all of the inner authorities in like 2 minutes, but really, and then sacral authority, that goes without saying, but I should say it, which is that's the easiest of knowings. It's like gut authority. It's like if people have sacral authority, I'm like, you have no idea how lucky you are. Like you just get your yes or no, like in the moment. I also find, and this is a side note, but I find that people with sacral authority, they are very quick texters too. Like if you text them something, and I have emotional authority, So a lot of times, you know, if I read a text message, I swear there's no clarity in the now, especially if I'm riding my emotional wave, whether it be high or low. And a lot of times the next day I'll look at the text message and it looks totally different to me. It's like a totally different message. It's crazy. So if you have emotional authority, I invite you to never, you know, text back right away. Like give yourself that permission, especially on the more important text messages. But I'm telling you, people with sacral authority, boom, they will message back right away. They are so clear on that yes or no. That sacral is like, am I excited by this or not? It's so black and white for them. I notice that the only thing that stumps people with sacral authority is like open-ended questions. And they get very like, let me, you know, even then a lot of times they will be like, yes, no. And then the other people who I feel like are super sharp and get back to you like immediately, and maybe this is just me, is like people with defined ajnas. Okay, so that could be, you could be a generator with a defined ajna, but I swear those people, brilliant. They're just like do with messaging. I'm like, holy shit, like I can't do that. Like with my open ajma, my emotional center, I'm like, and there's a lot of air in my tire, forget it. So that was a sideline, but I want to get back to what we're talking about here, which is, you know, allowing yourself, you know, why it's more important than ever to keep ourselves open and interested. I just think this is so important, and I'm going to explain why too, is because think about the fact that a lot of times if you are listening to this podcast, you are an awakened spiritual person, okay? Like you are awakened on your path, whether it be the fact that you're awakened on this journey where you're like, there's different levels of awakening, but you're awakened on this path, you're spiritually awakened on your path. And so whatever you're creating in life, it can be a baby, it can be a business, it could be a more aligned social life, it could be a more aligned living situation, whatever you're currently manifesting and currently creating, I just want to say that it's changing all of the time depending on you. So I think that's also what we don't give ourselves enough support and like nurturing in. Okay. Think about the fact that like, especially for people who are creators, whether you're a musician or you have a business, an online business, a small business in your hometown, if you're a creator in any way, it's really just about knowing that like, as you are leading the way in your business or whatever you're creating, you are also changing because you're on the spiritual path. So it could be one big shadow, you know, internal shadow work moment. And then it's like you come out on the other side a totally different person. That's going to reflect in your business. So in some way, shape, or form, your business is going to change. Like, isn't that fucking crazy? Like your business is going to change in some way, shape, or form, like because you changed. And so I found this to be so true with myself in the first couple of years of my business, which, you know, I'm in my third year right now, but in the first, especially year or two of my business, I was so unnecessarily hard on myself because I was like, no, you need to have this figured out. You need to be, you know, number one in human design. You need to be number one in podcasting, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, how can I do that when I'm changing all the time? So it's like, I'm changing, I'm up leveling, I'm doing spiritual work that's, you know, changing me in so many different ways. And so my business is changing. You know, She's a God is shifting, alchemizing, and kind of shape-shifting into these different things that it's a reflection of me. Your business or whatever you're creating, your kids, it's all a reflection of you. And so it's like, when you hear that and when you understand that, it's like, okay, like I'm okay. Like it doesn't need to be figured out overnight. It doesn't need to be, you know, super successful overnight because it's a reflection of me and I'm changing so much. And so it's just really important that one, we give ourselves a break. And then two, we allow ourselves to be the jack of all trades and master of all. And like whatever we're creating, we're allowing ourselves to be that with like no effing shame and just being like, it's okay. Like I'm changing, I'm shifting, and my business is changing and it's shifting. And isn't that beautiful? You know, my goals are changing and shifting. The things I thought I wanted in my life are no longer. And now I'm this instead. And I support myself all along that way. I'm going to tell you, there's a mantra that I say to myself all of the time when I can feel myself shifting into my not self, right? Which for me is frustration. Or if even if it's like negative self-talk or anything like that, I will tell myself, I approve of myself. I approve of myself. And I say it over and over and over again. And the reason why I do that is because in so many ways, we, whether it's conscious or unconscious, we don't approve of ourselves. You know, whether that be we just don't like the way we look, or we don't like our current living situation. We wish that things could be different with our kids. We wish that our parents could be in a different situation. There's always something that could be different in life. Nobody has a perfect life. And so, you know, there's pulling back that layer and just being like, okay, like I love myself and I approve of myself. And I think I actually got that from one of, I think her name is Louise Hayes or something. I don't even know if she's with us anymore. It's like a self-help guru, but she's a beautiful, nice soul. And it's just really lovely to hear her voice when you listen to her audiobooks. But one thing she always says is she says, you need to always tell yourself, I approve of myself. She says, saying it 200 to 300 times a day is not enough. That's literally what she says. She's like, saying it 200 to 300 times a day is not enough. You need to say it more. So I say it to myself all of the time, you know, and actually sometimes I'll just start saying it. And then I'll realize like I'm sitting there watching TV. And as I'm watching TV, I'm mumbling to myself, I approve of myself. I approve of myself. It's like, it's this mantra that's just hardwired into me. And it's helped me so much. Like it sounds so simple, but it's really helped me so much to just allow myself to change, allow myself to really not get Thanksgiving dinner perfect the first time, and to be like, it's okay. Like I'm going to get it better next year because I'm going to, you know, have had one under my belt. And then, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years into it, you're just like now my mom, I mean, she's probably on her, I don't even know. Like, like I really don't know. Like she's probably on like her 38th Thanksgiving that she's held. And it's just, that lady could do it in her sleep. Okay. She's like freaking got deviled eggs and like potato salad and turkey and rice and literally everything, sweet potatoes, everything you can think of. You're like, can I bring anything? And she's just like, oh, bring juice, you know. But it's like, dang lady, like you're throwing down in this kitchen and like and everything's perfect. It's so freaking good, you know. And so we just have to give ourselves that and just be like, listen, if you feel like you're effing up as a parent, just be like, it's okay. Like I'm giving myself another year to get better at it, and realizing that you're going at it again. You're trying again. And we can't give up. We literally cannot give up. We can just keep allowing ourselves to change and shift as time goes on, continue keeping our North Star in mind, whatever that is for you, and just holding that North Star and just being like, this is what I'm, the highest vision of my life. Another mantra that I say pretty often to myself is, I'm actually looking in my calendar right now because I have it in my calendar, but I literally will say, I am the woman I want to be. I am the woman I want to be. And I will say that over and over and over again, because it's like I have this vision about like who she is, right? And like me becoming her. And I've had it since I've been 15. Okay, you guys, like I've had this vision of like who this woman is since the time I've been 15, and I was pregnant at 15. Okay. And so I've had this, held this vision for myself. Like, no, like that's who she is. And even in my 20s, like on the outside, I look like her. Like I had like a decent job, had a nice car. I was providing for myself and my kid. We weren't hungry or anything. Like I was doing good for being in my 20s, right? And, you know, I could buy the clothes I wanted to buy, which at the time was like Express or something, like, you know, which is totally cool. But like for me, it was amazing. But I knew even back then in my 20s that this wasn't it. You know, I'm like, okay, this is not her. Like I had so much like shadow, so much internal drama, trauma that I knew I wasn't her, you know? So till this day, fast forward, I'm at 40 now. I still say that I am the woman I want to be, because it's like manifesting it, and I'm getting closer and closer and closer. Like internally, I'm so much better off than I was in my 20s. Like I'm mature. I've done a lot of shadow work. I've healed a lot, and I'm more of myself than I've ever been in my life. And that's, you know, a testament to just the spiritual awakening and the spiritual path. But I just say all of this to really just say that when it comes to being wearing all of the hats in life, whatever role it is for you, it doesn't even have to be any of the examples that I gave, but whatever you're wearing all the hats in life, it's okay to be the master of all. It's okay to be on that journey to being the master of all and not feeling like you're an F up just because you're it's still your only your first or second Thanksgiving dinner, okay? So it's just, I hope that you're receiving this message and I hope that it lands because it was huge for me. You know, when I realized that in that conversation with my partner where I was like, dude, I just realized it's just that it's not that I'm a failure. It's not that I'm fucking up. It's not that, you know, I'm not where I want to be in my life, blah, blah. It's literally just that I am have like four things going on the stove right now. And like, and then I've got like two things in the oven. You know, I'm like, that's not always easy to maintain. I have to focus on different things at different times. You know, maybe you've got four kids. You have to focus on different kids at different times. It's like everybody needs something differently, you know, at different times. So plate, whatever. On the stove, each recipe needs something different at different times. So it's just about knowing that this is just life. And somebody at some point told us that we all had to have it figured out when we turned 18 and that we had to have Thanksgiving dinner made perfectly. And that's how it should be. But that's bullshit. Okay. And we know that now. So it's just about allowing yourself to be this, knowing that every single time you're getting better and you're getting better and to just not give up on yourself. Okay. And that's really the message I just want to give. And to be patient, go on the journey, allow it to be fun. Like go on the spiritual journey and allow it to be fun. Laugh. Think about how crazy it is that we're here having this experience. And then eventually we're just going to go back home and we're going to be like, that was crazy. Like, what the hell was that? What was that crazy dream that we were in? Like, and then we're going to go back to real life because honestly, this isn't this. I'm not going to get into that because that's a whole nother episode. But this is, you know, we're awake in this dream. And so I really hope that this episode gave you something. I love this energy of being the jack of all trades, master of all, reframing that. And I hope that this episode serves you in some way. So I am sending you so much love and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.